Bible Study Chapter 2 God's Wisdom for Human Salvation. The mystery of God realized only by the Holy Spirit, that is, the wisdom of the Gospel. Regarding Jesus Christ and the message of the cross preached by Paul. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. When Paul reached Corinth, he proclaimed like this, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." This was not a simplification of the gospel. The expression, "the cross of Christ," encompasses the entire redemption ministry of Jesus. That is, it speaks of the faith believing in the Savior Jesus, who had the sins of the world passed on to him through the ministry of receiving baptism from John, was crucified to receive the judgment of sins, and resurrected from the dead. Paul does not package the gospel word of the water and the Spirit with human philosophy or religious knowledge, because the message of the cross that Paul preaches is testified as the gospel that gives salvation to those who believe. By removing the sins of all humanity through the ministry of Jesus receiving baptism from John to have the sins of the world passed on to him and receiving the judgment of sins on the cross. The power of God manifested through weakness. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Paul describes his own state as follows: I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. This was not a confession of failure, but an intentional attitude in approaching his ministry. The reason was clear: that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is that salvation is testified through the faith believing in the baptism Jesus received from John and the judgment of the cross. It is the gospel through which God has worked, so that people can obtain salvation by believing the truth of the water and the Spirit that God has already fulfilled. Does the wisdom of God reveal the truth of salvation hidden since before the foundation of the world? However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. The wisdom of God that the Bible speaks of does not mean simple knowledge or philosophical insight, but points to the revelation of the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that had been hidden in God since before the foundation of the world. The Apostle Paul clearly explains this fact in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He says, "However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. This word shows the fact that God had already determined the plan of salvation before the world began, but it had been hidden for a long time. This hidden wisdom was gradually revealed as time passed, but it was completely manifested through Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament era, the picture of salvation was shown in advance through the law, the sacrificial system, the tabernacle, the priesthood, and the prophecies of the Old Testament words. However, its meaning was not completely revealed. They were all foreshadowing the Messiah to come and his redemptive ministry. So Paul also says in Colossians chapter 1, "The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints." Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. That is, the mystery of salvation hidden in God was manifested through the ministry of Jesus Christ, receiving baptism and receiving judgment on the cross. In particular, the ministry manifested through the cross was the wisdom of God that could not be understood by the wisdom of the world. By the standards of the people at that time, the cross was a symbol of defeat and shame. However, it says that through that very cross, Jesus received the judgment for the penalty of the sins of the world that had been passed on to him by receiving baptism from John. And by resurrecting from the dead, he has now become the Savior of those who believe in this gospel. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that the message of the cross looks foolish to the people of the world, but in reality, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The wisdom of the world tries to find the way of salvation through human effort and human thought. But the wisdom of God is different. It says that exactly as the triune God planned, Jesus Christ accomplished our salvation through the baptism he received from John and the judgment of the cross. Also, this wisdom of God is not discovered by human intellect, but is known through God's word of revelation. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that God revealed this to us by the Spirit. That is, the truth of salvation prepared by God is not something humans can discover by researching on their own, but he said it was revealed as the word of revelation through the gospel word of the water and the Spirit given by God. Ultimately, the wisdom of God spoken of in the Bible has the following meaning. God had a plan to save humanity from sin since before the foundation of the world, and that plan was hidden for a long time until he accomplished and revealed it in history through the baptism and cross ministry of Jesus Christ. And that method of salvation is a way that cannot be thought of by human wisdom, but it was in the method of salvation of perfect justice determined by God. Therefore, the wisdom of God can be said to be the revelation through Jesus Christ of the gospel word of the truth of salvation that had been hidden since before the foundation of the world. Such wisdom did not come from human philosophy or Christian religious thought, but is the mystery of salvation that God planned from the beginning and manifested when the time came. And the entire Bible testifies to how this very wisdom of God was revealed within the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Paul recorded, "However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age." The wisdom spoken of here is God's redemptive dispensation. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. This mystery is none other than God's sovereign method of completing salvation, that is, the gospel of truth, where Jesus receives baptism from John to have the sins of the world passed on to him, receives the judgment for all those sins on the cross, and resurrects from the dead to give salvation. Paul says that if the rulers of this age had known this mystery, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Therefore, the cross was simultaneously the result of human ignorance and the method of salvation determined by God. It was said that the Holy Spirit dwelling in the heart of the Apostle Paul made him know about God's plan and God's providence. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. The Holy Spirit who dwelt in the heart of the Apostle Paul clearly appears as the one who makes one realize God's plan of salvation and God's providence of salvation. The Holy Spirit is not merely one who gives an emotional experience, but the one who makes one realize the gospel of the water and the Spirit accomplished by God and the true value of that gospel. The Apostle Paul clearly explains this fact in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He says, "For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. And he continues to say, "Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. This word meant that if one believes as Savior the Jesus who received baptism from John to have the sins of the world passed on to him and received the judgment of sin on the cross, one receives the removal of sins in their heart and receives the Holy Spirit of God as a gift, thereby being made to realize the deep will of God. Acts chapter 2. Verses 37 through 42. Looking at the ministry of the Apostle Paul, this fact is revealed even more clearly. He says in Ephesians chapter 3, "Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets." Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5. This means that the Holy Spirit made the apostles realize first and foremost God's plan of salvation, that is, the mystery of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Also, Paul testifies in epistles such as Romans, Ephesians, and Colossians that God's plan of salvation was prepared since before the foundation of the world, and that the plan was manifested in the baptism Jesus Christ received from John, the judgment received on the cross, and the resurrection from death. The wisdom of faith does not come from mere human thought, but becomes the wisdom of salvation given to us by the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit also guided even the direction of Paul's ministry. Looking at Acts chapter 16, when Paul tried to preach the gospel in Asia, the Holy Spirit prevented it and guided him to go to Macedonia. This incident shows that the Holy Spirit is not merely one who guides an individual's inner self, but presides over even the direction of the apostles' ministry within God's redemptive history. Therefore, the fact that the Holy Spirit dwelt in Paul does not merely mean that he gave spiritual comfort or power, but includes the following guidance of the Holy Spirit. First, he made him realize the truth of the gospel of salvation accomplished by God. Second, he made him understand the dispensation of salvation that God planned since before the foundation of the world. Third, he guided the direction and path of the ministry of preaching the gospel. Fourth, he made him realize God's will and the providence of salvation and made him preach that gospel word of the truth of salvation to people. Ultimately, the reason the Apostle Paul could understand the deep meaning of the gospel and preach it to the whole world was not because of his wisdom or learning, but because the Holy Spirit who dwelt in his heart made him realize the greatness of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. So Paul always emphasized the grace of God's gospel while explaining his ministry. Paul firmly declares, "But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit." The truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the truth of salvation shown by the blotting out of sins that washed away the sins of the world, passed on to Jesus by receiving baptism from John, the judgment of the cross, and the resurrection from death. The fact that this gospel word of the water and the Spirit is the truth is because it was delivered to us as the revelation of the word of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, as the one who searches even the deep things of God, is the one who now makes us realize the gospel word of the water and the Spirit given by God. The true gospel refers to the gospel of the water and the Spirit, where Jesus bore the sins of the world through the ministry of baptism. He received from John, received the judgment of sin on the cross, and resurrected from the dead to become our Savior. What does the word of truth taught by the Holy Spirit make us realize? These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. The gospel word of the water and the Spirit that the Holy Spirit teaches within the heart does not speak of human insight, but speaks of the truth that makes us realize by faith the power of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given to us by God. The Bible says that although a person cannot know the will of God by their own wisdom, it is only when the Holy Spirit works within a person's heart that it makes them realize the deep truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit of God. First, the wisdom taught by the Holy Spirit makes one realize the truth of salvation through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." The things freely given spoken of here are the gospel word of the water and the Spirit that God accomplished through Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit opens a person's heart to make them understand the meaning of this gospel of the water and the Spirit, and makes them realize the fact that it is not a simple religious teaching, but God's history of salvation. Also, the wisdom taught by the Holy Spirit makes one realize the true meaning of God's Word. Although many people can read the Bible, it says that realizing the deep truth of that Word is possible, because the truth of salvation made of the water and the Spirit is illuminated. Jesus also said concerning the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14, verse 26, "He will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." This is the word that the Holy Spirit helps us to understand God's word and makes us realize the truth of God's gospel contained within that word. The wisdom taught by the Holy Spirit also makes one understand God's plan of salvation and providence of salvation. The Apostle Paul, explaining God's plan of salvation prepared since before the foundation of the world in Ephesians and Colossians, says that this was previously hidden, but has now been manifested to the saints through the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit makes one understand the work God is accomplishing in history, and makes one realize how God leads the world to salvation. Ultimately, the wisdom that the Holy Spirit teaches within the heart makes one realize the following things. First, the gospel of the water and the Spirit accomplished through Jesus Christ. Second, the true truth contained in God's Word. Third, God's plan and providence of salvation being accomplished by God. Fourth, the spiritual insight to discern God's will and the values of the world. Fifth, the direction of a life walking with God. Like this, the wisdom taught by the Holy Spirit does not come from human knowledge or philosophy, but is a spiritual realization that God shines into a person's heart through the Holy Spirit. And through it, a person comes to understand God's will and the truth of salvation more deeply. Paul clearly distinguishes between two categories of people. A person belonging to the flesh is one who does not accept into their heart the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit manifested in God's Word. The gospel word of the water and the Spirit confirms that Jesus received baptism from John to have the sins of the world passed on to him, went to the cross to receive the judgment of sin, and resurrected from death to become the Lord, who gave salvation to those who believe. However, because the person belonging to the flesh does not accept Jesus' ministry of baptism and ministry of the cross by faith, they are those who always live as sinners. As Paul mentioned, this is because these things are only spiritually discerned. Can the one who has the Spirit of Christ have insight into the deep will of God? But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. The one who has the Spirit of Christ can realize and have insight into the deep will of God within the scope revealed by God. The Bible says that although a person cannot know the will of God by their own wisdom or philosophy, they come to understand the will of God when the Spirit of God dwells within them. The Apostle Paul explains this fact very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He says, "For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Following this, he says, "Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. This word means that when the Holy Spirit dwells within a person, that person comes to realize the grace of salvation accomplished by God and the will of God. The deep things of God spoken of here do not refer to human philosophical knowledge or mystical secrets, but point to the plan of salvation and its meaning that God accomplished through Jesus Christ. This truth cannot be understood by the wisdom of the world, but is only realized when the Holy Spirit illuminates a person's heart. Therefore, Paul says that the person belonging to the flesh does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, and explains that it is because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Also, the person who has the Spirit of Christ comes to understand God's heart and plan through the Word of God. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who makes us realize the Word of God, the saints come to understand God's plan and will more and more deeply through the Bible. Jesus also said concerning the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." However, what is important here is that it does not mean the person who received the Holy Spirit comes to completely know all the secrets of God. God still has deep realms that humans cannot fully understand. The Holy Spirit works not to inform a person of all of God's plans, but to guide them to correctly understand the truth of salvation and God's plan. Therefore, the person who has the Spirit of Christ comes to realize the following things. First, the meaning of salvation accomplished through Jesus Christ. Second, God's plan of salvation being accomplished in history. Third, the spiritual will contained in God's Word. Fourth, the direction of life that pleases God. Ultimately, the one who has the Spirit of Christ comes to realize the deep will of God through the illumination of the Holy Spirit. but it is not knowledge obtained by human ability, but spiritual insight that God makes one realize through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Bible teaches not to boast of wisdom, but to humbly accept the wisdom given by God. Paul concludes with the following words: "But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one." This is not a word of arrogant declaration, but says that because one has accepted the gospel word of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord into their heart, the standard of judgment itself has been transformed within the truth of salvation. And the pinnacle of that judgment is the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We have the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means that if one is a person who knows and believes that Jesus washed away the sins of the world by having them transferred to his body through the baptism he received from John, it speaks of being a person who believes the fact that all of one's sins ended at the cross, and that the Lord resurrected from death and is the one living now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 throws a stern question to each of us today. Is the gospel of the water and the Spirit that you realized mere knowledge, or is it the realization of the word of truth of salvation, through which the Holy Spirit revealed salvation to you? A sermon by Paul Sejong, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Beloved saints, today through the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we want to deeply examine how the true gospel is preached, and who can realize it. This word does not simply speak of a method of preaching, but is a word that clearly shows how the gospel of salvation of the water and the Spirit works in the whole world, not by human wisdom, but by God's wisdom and power. The Apostle Paul first confesses like this: "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." Paul intentionally excluded rhetoric and philosophical argumentation, which were considered most important in the Hellenistic cultural sphere at that time. Because the gospel of salvation of the water and the Spirit is not delivered by human persuasion skills, it is because this gospel is accepting by faith the word of truth that Jesus, as God planned, took the sins of the world transferred onto his own body by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and saved us from all sins by resurrecting from death. And Paul speaks more clearly: "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." This word is not merely a word that emphasizes only the cross. The Christ and his cross that Paul speaks of points to the entire structure of salvation, completed by the event of receiving the judgment of those sins on the cross and resurrecting from death. On the premise of the fact that Jesus had the sins of the world transferred to him by receiving baptism from John. This is exactly the gospel of the cross, in which the gospel of the water and the Spirit is compressed. Paul says, "I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling." This shows the attitude of the one who preaches the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. Because the gospel of the water and the Spirit must be preached not with logic or emotion that overwhelms people, but while lowering oneself so that God's power may appear. Therefore, Paul says, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Here we see an important truth. When the gospel is truly preached, it is not human emotions that are moved, but the Holy Spirit works and opens that heart. Because the gospel of the water and the Spirit is not a theological doctrine created by human reason, but the substance of salvation that God himself planned and accomplished in Jesus Christ. In the following words, Paul says, "However, We speak wisdom among those who are mature. The wisdom spoken of here is not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of the gospel of salvation that God had hidden and then revealed through the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The wisdom of this gospel is the secret of salvation given through death and resurrection, having received the judgment of sins on the cross, by having the sins of the world transferred onto his own body through the baptism Jesus received from John. Paul says about this wisdom, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. With the wisdom of the world, one cannot understand this gospel of the water and the Spirit, because a person thinks in the direction of trying to resolve their own sins by themselves. However, the method by which God saves mankind from sin is completely different. God the Father intended to give salvation to those who believe by making Jesus have the sins of the world transferred onto his own body by receiving baptism from John, receive the judgment of those sins on the cross, and then resurrect from death. And Paul speaks a very important word, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. This is the core. The gospel of the water and the Spirit can never be realized without the revelation of God's Word and the illumination of the Holy Spirit. People instinctively want to hold on to their own deeds, so they try to repeat repentance or return to sanctification faith and legalistic faith. However, when the Holy Spirit works, one realizes that it is the gospel of the water and the Spirit connected by the two structures, the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross. Also, Paul says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God." The person belonging to the flesh does not know that the ministry of Jesus receiving baptism from John is important because of their own thoughts, because that person's heart is still bound to their own righteousness and their own thoughts. However, the person belonging to the Spirit discerns all things, because he understands the gospel of the water and the Spirit not partially, but as an entire structure. Lastly, Paul declares, "But we have the mind of Christ." This does not speak of a simple emotion or attitude. The mind of Christ refers to the faith that believes and accepts into the heart, exactly as it is written, the method of salvation accomplished by God, that is, the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Beloved saints, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 speaks clearly to us. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is not understood by human wisdom, but is known by the revelation of God's Word and the Holy Spirit making us realize it. And the content of that gospel is the perfect structure of salvation leading to Jesus' baptism, the cross, and resurrection. If we do not know this gospel accurately, faith will inevitably flow to be human-centered, because one will rely on human emotions and deeds, or hold on to only partial truths. However, if the Holy Spirit works within us, we are no longer shaken, because we come to clearly know the fact that our salvation has already been completed through the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Now we must lay down our own thoughts before God, and we must accept into our hearts the wisdom of salvation accomplished by God. Jesus had the sins of the world transferred to him by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and completed our salvation by resurrecting from death. This is exactly the gospel of the water and the Spirit that we all believe. I hope that this gospel settles deeply in your hearts, not as mere knowledge, but as the truth of salvation realized by the revelation of God's Word. Therefore, I bless you in the name of the Lord, that you may live in the assurance of salvation with an unshakable faith in any situation.